Okay.
Is the mayor going to be here?
I haven't heard from him.
Okay, tonight we're going to discuss pay and hiring an new public works employee or employees, one of the two, whichever y'all want to do. So does anybody have any discussion on this?
I gave everybody a paper that says all the benefits, total, when you total all the benefits and plus his pay, what he gets hourly.
How many are we talking about? One?
I think what she's presenting right now is just for...
Just from Johnny's place?
Yeah. Okay. She's showing you what his wages are currently.
Okay, but I mean, that's what we're going to discuss tonight, is just for replacing Johnny?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
hourly pay. What do you want to do here, Abby?
Well, I'm thinking more is always the merrier. You know, we used to have, you know, 7 employees prior to 2013. They weeded off. So obviously for the way budget is right now, you're, you know, already 3/4 of the way through the year, or halfway through the year, I guess. Okay, but my thing was, get Johnny replaced, you know, try to find someone with CDL, what we're going to do about it. Still working on a plan. I'm thinking we're getting close, maybe around the mark of $700 to get someone to get a CDL, which is, you know, clearly $3,000 cheaper. So that's a big positive. Just waiting for some final okays from some people to make sure it's all legit and works. That operation now only works as...
So you just want to target for one right now?
Yeah. Target for one. Figure out the base pay. We'd like to start a new hire at, and then transition in later. Try to do temps, and then see how they work. You know, as we do this summer program again, maybe find some people and say, "Hey, you're temp. We're looking for a few more full-time employees to make life easier for the city," and then see how they work, so then you're not always hiring and firing.
Okay, the question I have, is there anybody on staff right now that could be moved into the water position to do...
But
I mean, everybody does water. It's like it always was. I mean, everybody on the street does water, and everybody on water does streets. And,
yeah.
But, so do we really need to replace, my question is, do we really need to replace like a...
Water
superintendent or anything like that, or we just need a couple employees that could be used.
They're
anywhere.
Just calling him a water guy because that's where the money comes from.
Yeah.
Sure, that department. I understand.
Yeah.
But to put a, you know, to put a position on it, just water or,
we're just,
or just public works employee covers
that
water.
Covers all departments. The full public works, so I'm sure if we did that.
Just a public works employee, and then they cover.
Yeah, so you don't get someone that applies. Suggest that they're just going to do street department or water, or
okay,
wastewater alone. Public works employees will verify across the board. They, you know, you have everything.
So if we just titled it as at this time as a public works employee and set a price and maybe try to hire two if we can, or one or two, and would that work?
Or? Yeah, depending on what we set the pay at. Like I said, currently,
okay,
within the budget, we don't want to see what's budgeted.
Sure.
Stay in the limits, so
sure.
Currently, it'd be looking for someone to replace Johnny to get that filled.
Right.
And then next budget, we can look at the numbers more and see what we got in what account currently. And, you know, he gets paid out of water, so therefore in water,
okay,
you know the money's there. The other departments, you'd have to look at street and wastewater later to see what's in there in the budget according to it.
Yeah.
Back to Kendall's original question. Is there someone currently here that you'd like to move up?
Well, I think he's asking the full-time employees to take his position. There'd only be, which cares, you know, paid underwater. But for someone current would be Ben, but then you're minus, if he's doing morning rounds every day, then you're no street guy whatsoever.
No, that's not, like one of your part-time people that you would like to currently move up.
Yeah, there's options there.
Is that what you meant?
Anybody,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's why.
It's not going to do any good to call Ben water instead of streets, because, you know, just like you said, you still only got one person.
Yeah.
But it's whether he wants to get some CDLs, too.
And my question is, we have, Ben's Ben doesn't have a CDL, right?
Correct.
So we need somebody with a CDL too.
I mean, is that part of his agreement to get a CDL? I mean.
Could it be that?
There's nothing in our ordinances that says you have to have it, you know, it's at our discretion. But during that time, I was not in charge and I was just.
Yeah.
Told let it be, so I let it be.
Should have.
Well, I mean, he's driving our vehicles here.
Ask Cindy what she knows about it, would you?
He was supposed to got his CDL. He went and tested once, didn't pass, and never went back and took it again.
This is Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it'd probably be easier tonight if we just set a price for a new public works employee and hire a works and set a price for that and then go from that and then we'll work on.
The CDL.
If the budget works out from other departments, maybe we can hire another one. Does that sound like a good plan?
Yeah, for the public works, I said, you know, cover everything.
Yeah.
Must be able to work weekends, anytime.
At least we have somebody that's covered, so.
Yep, you can be called in, this, that.
Okay.
Okay, so it's been brought up that we hire one right now, so how does everybody feel about that? And then maybe hire another one later?
I definitely think you need to replace the one who's lost.
Yeah.
Definitely.
They're already down, so we have to replace that one. He's talking budget.
What salary are you offering this person?
I don't think I'd replace just John at this. I just think, I mean, myself personally, I think we just hire a public works employee.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
We just give one replacement.
We'll give him that title, and just a public works employee.
And then it's just like hiring another employee and then just set a wage for that, whatever the entry wage we think is a, you know, should be.
It's not going to be the same as what John.
No, it won't be the same as that.
No, it won't be the same as John.
Because you can't go more on a new guy than what your existing help.
Well, that's based on 15 years or so there, so.
Yeah, I know. And my feeling is that.
If so, I want the job.
You're too cheap anyway.
Bless your cop.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's the same job.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's what we pay. I mean, I realize we're talking about seniority, but I mean, that's the job. That's what we pay this.
He earned that.
Bless your cop.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
And our current lowest paid employees, Cindy might have the number, is 60.
Yeah, that's what we need. What's?
What's the lowest employee?
The current lowest.
Per hour.
Ben is 17.21.
Is 17? Is Cindy just 16?
17, yeah, it was 17.21, something.
Okay, and that's without benefits, that's just without benefits, though.
That's without benefits,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, benefits are on top of that, so, mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, Gary making more or less, he's making less than
the wages was, you went over a little bit. I thought you said 16 for Ben and Cindy.
Gary's making more.
No, they're 17.
No, Gary's making more than that.
Yeah, he never was.
Gary's is 21 something.
Yeah.
He never looked.
He was down from where he was at.
So if we start him out at 17.21 with benefits?
Plus benefits.
Plus benefits.
I think that would be fair.
Don't you think that would be a good start?
I mean, to me, I think that's fair. So I definitely wouldn't start him any more than what any other area is.
Let me go make definitely.
I mean, my other thing is our other CDL.
Unless they had
CDL
and everything that was required.
Well, if it's required, you need to
get it. If it's not required, it's not required.
Well, if somebody come in with
why it wouldn't be required.
Well, he just said it wasn't
somebody
required.
Somebody come in with a water experience that could drive it back.
That's all have to do water.
Yeah, you're going to pay them a little more money, but if they can't,
$5,
they're not can't operate a weapon, can't run a truck, I mean, what are they benefiting the city?
Like a
sure.
Well, it needs to be set up where they have to have a CDL and something like that.
That's why I said, if you set up CDL, I need to know right now before we publish this, is the city paying for it or is that out of their pocket?
That's a good question.
That's the main thing.
I think if we're required it, then there should be something in there that we should be taking responsibility for. Some,
I said,
but
I'm hoping this other
on the other
works.
Hand,
if not, we just send them.
It should be like a PTI training that we send the police officer to. That
16,
if we do pay for it, then you're required to work for the city of Lewistown.
It's 16.28.
It should be set, if it is set up the same way as the police department, if you
don't ask
go
difficult
to
questions.
Police training and you have to
switch to your
prorated,
and
you pay us back.
And you pay us back.
Yeah, I think that's what it still is.
So what does it cost, $700?
That's if I can get it that way. If not, usually the call gets that close.
Yes.
It looks good.
I don't know 100% on, but it's anywhere, say, $2,500 to $4,000.
If we can't get the $700.
If I can't figure all that out. The only thing, the way that works, as I was saying, is someone has to have a license here currently, which is a few of us, and we can only sign off up to that class. So, you know, they can't go and get a class higher than what an employee here has to sign off to say he worked, he drove with me. I can only sign off for my qualification,
which we're all
qualified for our stuff. I'm just saying that's how it works, so you guys know.
And do you think that would work though?
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'll find out.
Or it could be set up as a thing too, that if you hire in at this price, this is your base price, and that you're required to get a CDL. If you get the CDL and they say if we require 6 months or a year after that, then it comes with a little bigger package as far as money. You know, maybe an extra so much instead of paying them, give them an extra $1 an hour or whatever at that time. You know, so it could be set up that way.
I just wanted to check and see, is it on them? You know, just so they know. So
sure,
we do get applications and we interview, we can explain that to them.
And I think that's what we need to do tonight, is establish what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, because we can't hire anybody if we don't know.
Did you 1628
part-timer now?
You were.
I got one part-timer that does have 16 CDL, the other does not.
Do that play hard?
What hire in?
Mark out your other one, or if you wonder why it's there.
Who?
The other part-time.
Desmond.
Oh.
And then who's the one that has CDLs?
Desmond?
Desmond, for part-time. Out of Desmond and Brian, Desmond's got one.
Desmond's got, okay.
He currently obtains a CDL.
So.
Now, there are different steps of CDL, isn't there?
Yeah, we need a.
Just a basic?
Class B.
We need a Class B.
Okay.
Yeah, Class B air brakes are here.
So Desmond has a Class B?
Correct.
So why couldn't we move him up to that position and hire another and take his place?
Ask Evan that, please.
Evan?
Family. So I'd rather send out absentee. I'd like to see if I can get someone that's a real good, you know, got the operator background, all the above. You're not going to find
this,
but.
This is going to hurt, but I'll go ahead and say it anyway, okay? Sometime Desmond has a little bit of trouble showing up on time.
Okay.
He's a heck of a good kid, and I like him at all.
Yeah. Well, we need to know that. You know, we don't know unless you tell us.
Man, he'll tell you that.
Okay, well, we're back square one again.
This other guy's a pretty good guy, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm taking a license, so. Send it down the road and wait. That's what I was talking later on. We can see what these guys do and currently working with them. That's why I say hiring full time is fine. I'd love to do it, give everybody the opportunity. But if I hired you and John and I'm like, hey Dave, you're not working out, I just wasted a lot of time to hire you full time. Do a temp part time position. You can work them at $15 an hour for a full year. And this is minus holidays, they wouldn't get paid. You pay them $31,500, pay into their retirement, you can pay over it. Anything over $1,000, just pay the retirement. You don't offer them this, it's a temp position. You test these guys out. So you test us, say, Brian, John, Desmond, Joe, Bob. You find who you want. Is the city paying more up front? Yes, but you're going to find the guy that you want in the long run.
Yeah.
Was that the route you want to take then?
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I've explained a lot, but everyone's like, just get full time. I'm like, well. I'd rather test the guy.
He's the public works director. Yeah. Let him direct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you pay him for.
I'm agreeing with
all
that.
All we should be doing is saying, hey, let's put out applications and give it to Evan.
Yeah,
that's why I just asked him, is that how you want to go about this? Yeah.
But we need to still establish a pay.
No, right. That's all we need to do. That's all we need to do. But he's giving you his recommendation.
He's
going to
establish a pay of 15.
Someone that's like moving from another town and says, yeah, I got background all this. I work here. I'm going to come to work.
Okay, Evan, I tell you what, you write up what you want. Your qualification, what you want. You write it up. We'll establish the pay and go from there. What do you think?
We have to provide insurance for
If they're a temp part-time, IMRS, the only thing that requires anything over 1,000 hours, we always pay into the workman's comp, and there's one other thing that we always pay into, but $15 an hour, which is $2 above, you know, which they're all making minimum wage now, Sarah included, all them guys, it's repeat, or workers for us, it's worked for us many years, they've always made minimum wage, but if you do 15, I think that's around 31.5.
Yeah, like you just said.
At 4.5% on IMRF, you're tacking on for two employees around 51, 52.
If you call them part-time, you don't have to give them insurance, you don't have to pay them holidays.
But if they work a certain amount of hours, they qualify for certain benefits.
Yeah, but they can only work 32.
Just IMRF though, I think.
If they break that 1,000-hour limit, then they get IMRF.
Yeah.
And you'd have to pay into the IMRF. That's where it's at 4.5%, so.
But that's up to works director to make sure that don't happen.
Well, it's okay if it does. Yeah.
No, I know.
Actually.
Just an option out there to, you know, find people.
Well, Sally's got the idea here, 100%. Right, figure out what you want to do and bring it to us and let us agree with you.
And then we'll put the pay to it.
And we'll agree and with then, you.
Well, he's even got the pay in his mind.
He's got what he wants, let him go with it.
What's the pay? What was the pay?
Well, I was saying if you did something as a temp part-time to figure out you're going to work, I figured, well, next year the minimum wage goes up, but I figured if you did 15, you work the guys,
okay,
see who you like, and then you can weed them out, and yeah, summer's coming, so you might find some other candidates. You know, it's all okay. Right now it's working out pretty good with having around that 7, you know, we've got a guy on hydrants, we've got a guy at Moe's, got a guy that was on the line inventory program, then you got your full-timers at the department, so, I mean, stuff's been working, but there's always a lot more, you know, it's hometown, you got Jen, but the CMON program, you know, that's coming out, so, well, everybody's been working on it, but jetting on a regular basis, valve exercise and flushing, oil chip program, all that stuff, so, there's all these programs, you narrow it down to 4 guys, and I love summer help, but, you know, some of these kids, you don't...
They're kids.
Yeah, they're kids, so you
get on Sarah.
Oh, Sarah's great.
So 6 months down the road, you want to hire someone full-time, then...
Then you can hire men.
You can, I mean, you don't have to wait a whole year if you don't want. You can come back and say, hey, this guy's working out, I want to put
him... Well, he'll know.
You guys kind of know, I mean, you all been around a long time, so you realize that you're never going to figure out an employee right away because there's different tasks to happen. Sure. You know, you might do a sewer today, sinkhole here. So you see how this employee works. Can he run equipment? Can he work on his own? Can he show up, you know, after hours if you call him when you need him?
Well, like I say, you fix the package you want. Give a test.
Handle it.
And we'll handle it. We'll go with it. Whatever you want, Evan, it's... Yeah. I hate to say it's on your shoulders, but you know what you want. We don't. You do.
Correct. So I'd love to replace them right away, as long as we find that. I'd love to have all the above. It's a reach to have all departments. That has a background in all departments.
Yep.
So would you call them a temporary full-time? Or what would you call them?
It'd be a temp. Part-time temp.
Part-time temp. Okay.
He's got a lot, so then they're temporarily, it's not a guaranteed job.
Yep.
They're just there, and they understand that, they'll know that.
Yep.
Because you tell them, like, this isn't a forever job, this is a temp, so we can see how you work out.
Correct.
Yep. I think that's a...
No, you're not firing, you're just, way to go. We're done with you?
Yeah. I agree.
So...
But they know there's potential if they work
there's
out.
Potential that, so...
Yeah.
You just vote on...
We need to approve a price. I mean,
Well, it doesn't have to... The decision can't be till later on in the meeting, but...
Yeah, so... We can recommend it.
We can give a recommendation.
Vote on the recommendation. Recommendation going with Evan and let him present to us what he needs.
Yep.
Is there anything else you guys want to put into this? No.
as a time to church.
You got anything else?
That's all you can discuss anyway.
Yeah.
So it's on the agenda.
Nothing else, I'm going to close this meeting.
Adjourn. Adjourn. Not close, you want to adjourn.
Everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, if you remain standing for the invocation, please. Heavenly Father, please bless all those in attendance and help us make the best decisions for the people of this town. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Go ahead.
Oliver Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Lee Perry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, everyone have a chance to look at the minutes of the last meeting. Have any questions, comments, corrections, additions?
I move to approve the minutes of the October 10th, 2023 minute meeting.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Clerk's report, please.
It's out of that folder that's on your desk. Some gentleman brought those all in. This Buckhart Solar. They're just going to keep you guys informed. He said they'll be sending papers. Just send papers, keep it updated. That way you guys know what's going on out there at what used to be the coal mine or whatever it was out there, where they just knocked the towers down.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything or anything. Just give it to the alderman. So I said, okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Cindy.
Yep.
Treasurer's report. Debbie?
Treasurer's report, I have nothing.
All right, thank you. Anyone have any questions in the treasurer's report? All right, thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins is excused absence. Engineer's report, we have no engineer this evening. Any public comments or petitions? Anyone from the public wish to address this board?
I do.
Yes, Mr. Hickey?
I would like to thank Evan and his gang and the city council for cleaning that mess up on North Main Street.
No, that looked nice.
Thank you. Yes, it did.
Thank you, Evan.
And we spent many a time sitting there watching them do it.
Yeah, you had the first row seat.
Yes, we did. We missed the day he actually knocked it down, but we was over there to cheer him on, I guarantee you. We was going to make stakes, but they was done the day before. Sorry.
He cooked all day, every day. That smelled good the whole time.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate it. Anyone else? All right. Moving on, committee reports. Finance, insurance, and zoning. Sally?
We'll discuss that in unfinished business.
Okay. Sewer, John?
Nothing unless I'm going to ask something. On sewer, I'd say currently I'm down on the back truck and the potholder. Our back truck, I called a few people to see if they want to work on it. It's currently not starting. It's narrowed down to something with the transmission not getting power. It's DC, what, so it won't allow the truck to start. So we are down on jetter currently until further notice.
All right, thank you. Streets and alleys, David?
Nothing at all, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Police and Esda, Bradley?
I have nothing.
Thank you. Water, Mr. Miller?
Yeah, I don't have anything except for this. Johnny Reinierson retires Friday, and we want to thank him for his service to the community. So that's about it.
How many years does Johnny have?
I don't know.
Had to be 20-something at least, I would imagine.
I started to look that up because I was sure somebody was going to ask me, and I forgot.
He was 20 or 22. I'm trying to think if he started in... Was it right after 2000?
Because it was after me. and that would have been 2000.
I think in 2002, 2003 it started. Just a couple of years prior to me.
Yeah, that was all I knew. It was around 20, but I don't know for sure.
All right, thank you. Utilities, publications, public buildings, and grounds. Jim?
Nothing left, Evan's got nothing.
The only thing I'd say on buildings and grounds is eventually, which you've seen, two roofs, a tin roof and a shingle roof could be easily replaced over at the Marshall and M Street garage.
All right, thank you. Moving on, tourism. Kendall?
Tourism, we had, I think we put Lewistown back on the map as far as Scenic Drive. Hopefully next year, bigger and better.
Yeah, it was good.
And anybody that was involved with it, thank you very much. So
it was good.
It did work. It's just volunteers. Anybody ever wishes to volunteer for anything as far as tourism, anything to do with this community like that, just don't be afraid, just ask.
Ask and show up.
Yeah, definitely be put on the list. Nobody's going to be refused.
All right, thank you, Kendall. Tiff, John.
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Citizens Committee, I didn't see Amanda.
She did leave me a message.
Okay.
She said, did she say, that there was, I did my note, on the grant, she got verbal okay that the 20% for us that we have to match would be waived.
Good. That's awesome. Wonderful.
So we don't have to pay anything.
Thank you, Amanda.
Good.
Very good. Very good.
That was what? That'd been 127,000.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Moving on. Christmas Committee. Kenny?
Well, we had a meeting here the other night. And we're going to have another one November 13th at 6:30 over here at the Visitor Center again. And then November 29th, we're going to meet over there again at 6 o'clock this time. And that'll be the night that we get our candy bags put together. And last year we had a number of people show up for that, and that went really fast, so that works. December 2nd is our planning for our Christmas downtown for the decorating and side-by-side and parades and everything. So anyway, December 2nd, we'll be putting flyers out after the Halloween stuff's done. We don't want to get too many things going at once.
Don't want to be like Walmart or...
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Got enough,
my brain can't do it all at the same time.
But we thought that'd be the best way to do it. Wait till after Halloween and they get all this stuff done. Again, like Kendall says, anybody wants to volunteer, more ideas, come on up.
Well, we'd have been, we didn't get home from the doctor from Peoria in time to make it, so we had this.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
All right, thank you, Kenny. Appreciate it.
Oh, I guess I want to throw in this coming weekend is the Halloween.
Right.
Spook house, spook cabins out at U.S. City Camp, and the free Halloween wiener roast for the kids. We filled all the candy bags last night. They're hoping for 400 kids. I don't know if I am, but that's how many candy bags we filled. We got 400 pumpkins. Hot dogs.
Had a pickup truck load of candy.
Yeah. And we have enough left, I think, for Christmas. So I think we almost have enough left for all the Christmas bags, which is good. Mm-hmm. And, that's this weekend, Friday at 7. If you guys want to get scared.
And there's no cost at all to that?
The wiener roast is all free. $5 for to go through all the cabins.
The spook drill. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's it. $5 for that.
There's 7 cabins.
Yeah.
Is that per child or per group?
The kids per person on Friday night. And then Saturday night, the kids get to go free from 6 to 7.
Okay.
And the lights will be on so they don't get scared.
Okay.
And that's free.
And where's this $5 going to? Is this anything?
I think it's for kids here in Lewistown to go to the camp for free.
But I mean, this is the camp collecting the money, not a Halloween committee or anything.
No.
So it's nothing.
We got donations for the free wiener roast.
Okay, that's all I want to clarify to, and it's not the city benefiting from this $5.
Yeah, the city's not.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, moving on. Evan, do you have anything else to say? We put you on the hot seat a lot, don't we?
I had something.
Well, you're not
that old yet. Just caught it. Well, one thing, we did have for Clara, our software for our water meters, for the MTU portion. They are updating their system, so ours software will no longer be available.
Yeah, imagine that.
So they got an update, which I can present next time just to show you what they got. I did tell him that I want to see what we currently have work 100% prior. So he said give him 3 months to see if he, because currently our large meters and any current meters that we install, we are unable to install them. So we physically have to go read these meters every month for years now. And for some reason, I don't know the answer, they don't know it either, but it is still not there in our system. And now the system's gone and they'd like to update to
next time, ask them if they can send
it. Yeah, March 31st, that one in there expires and the meters will not read.
Yeah.
We'd like to have representation from their company to present before the
council.
He's coming. If they make any changes, they present it to the council. Yeah. Because we want to see them face to face.
Yeah, yep. He's scheduled for November 14th.
I mean, I can do that, or the mayor can do it.
It's already done. It's already done.
Yeah, he's scheduled for November 14th.
Thank you.
So that's what I said to him.
Yeah.
The way it works. The way it works.
You guys haven't had that long, right?
Maybe.
2019.
Maybe you can find out why they never actually finished everything they were supposed to do in the beginning.
He's got it on his list. I kind of almost felt sorry for the guy because all three of us were in there. All of us were throwing everything that's wrong at him. And he was writing it all down. He said, give me 3 months.
Good job.
So
that's what we're paying for.
Yeah.
If these meters stop working, what's the other way of reading them?
You can find a.
Or if, when the computers.
You can find a new software system, and you got to reprogram everything. Put in new MTUs, or you can buy a meter where it's based on it. You'd have to redo the project, or half of the project, or if you manually read them. I would assume that you can still take the puck that we hook on to program them. You got to put it on every MTU and then download it and read it, or you got to have access to the house.
I was going
to
say, because you can't have outside readers probably with these meters, can you?
The current ones do have an outside reader.
Oh, but if the software quits, you can still read it on those outside?
I believe so. With the puck and the laptop, you can still pull it up to see the information.
You have to physically
go read them.
Yes. Yeah. But I don't know if that software is
back to day one.
Yeah. All part of that old program. So I can't say after March 31st that program would still work to upload. I cannot verify that.
Yeah, that's a neat. That's the questions and everything that we need to ask and find out for sure. And the council.
Now, I looked at him and I said, I'll let you know right now, we've already been checking into the different programs because we're not pleased with you guys.
You start down this road, you're going to be replacing software every few years.
Yeah.
They're just going to tell you to open your checkbook. So.
That's all I had, though.
All right, thank you. All right, moving on. Unfinished business. Pay and hiring a public works employee.
Okay, we had a meeting prior to this, and we all kind of agreed that what we're looking for is whatever Evan decides he needs, and we kind of left it like that, and he's going to put together a proposal for us and present it to us, and then we're going to go from there.
Okay, sounds good. So we're just going to table this then for...
Yeah.
Till next meeting. Okay. Moving on to new business. Cindy? About this CD?
Okay, what's the first one? Yeah. Okay, how this came about was Havana National Bank, Greg, I think it's the name, came over and said that they were doing a 3-month CD only for municipalities at a 5.3%. The end of 3 months, then, you know, we can just get the money back plus interest, whatever. Well, decided I better call the other banks. I don't want to cause any issues. So I handed out a paper what the other banks offered, the rate they offered also. So as you can see, IPAVA said they match it. MidAmerica a little bit less, Prairie Bank less. So then you guys' plate, what you want to do, and why I even considered it. Deb had said one that because we have like $2 million and we have too much in the checking, kind of. And some of it needs something done for a while, you know. We'll be using some with the water project, probably. Some, you know, but.
So what's your recommendation?
This, you know, 5.3%, that's a lot of interest we can make some money on.
Mm-hmm. Where's that now? I mean, is
IPAVA.
It just,
it's in checking.
Okay. It's in a checking account.
It's in a checking.
Does it need to be split up, or does it need? Is that why we got to look at a CD, or is it?
Well, we had talked about one, but then he came over from the bank and offered this 5.3, sure. And it's like, hey, we can get some free money here.
Sure.
So I'll present it to the council.
I'll put it up between the two that's offering 5.3.
My IPAVA's been awful good to us, so.
Huh?
I said, yeah, I think the bank's been awfully good to us.
Yeah. And I don't even have an amount. You guys can pick an amount. No.
I'm just, Greg come over here and presented it to you.
When does it have to be done? Right away?
Havana's right away. Yeah, I need to tell them tomorrow. Because it was kind of a...
I would split it between the two that's paying the most. And that way there's no hard feelings either way.
Well, how much we talk about?
We've never done with the Havana before.
No, we don't have anything over there.
No, we've always went with IPAVA because mm-hmm. they've always accommodated.
How much?
They always bring us cookies at Christmas, though.
Yeah. I think it's always been good to
somebody
always
that
always
had price.
I mean, they would like some of our business. I know that.
Okay, so what are we talking about that we want to put? So,
I mean, I thought maybe 200, 250,000 was kind of within my head.
I didn't say 500,000 for a
90 days. Yeah, 500.
Yeah.
It's only 3 months.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, it's only 3 months.
Yeah.
Which I paid the state bank, they would let us get it out without a penalty.
Yeah.
And there's no penalty in Havana either.
So,
probably what you ought to do, since he wants to support both places, is take, you're not going to need a lot of this money in the next 90 days.
No.
Take pretty good chunks of money and give it to each of them.
Yeah.
How much we got?
$2 million.
Yeah, we need the money. I don't know if Havana would let us take it out without penalizing. I know IPAVA would be penalized instead of Havana.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine we're going to need it in 90 days.
Yeah, I can't imagine that we would either. I mean, a catastrophe would almost have to happen.
Yeah.
We can't get anything done in 90 days.
Right, yeah. So
yeah, by the time you okay something and something else and an engineer and something else, then it's...
But there's always ways
did
around
you, is that a motion?
Yeah, I
would,
motion.
I think Spotlow just made a motion.
I was going to pay $500,000.
Did you make a motion?
Motion. Each bank, $500,000.
90 days.
Yep.
Have a motion and a second. Any more discussion?
Let me get all this worked down. All right. So you're saying what? $500 for each one?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 90 days.
Okay, for 90 days.
Huh?
Sam was on $500,000 or anything.
He's used to it.
Amber don't pay for carpal tunnel surgery.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Yeah, roll call vote.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right.
Who seconded? I'm sorry.
Jimmy.
Jimmy Long.
Jimmy? Okay. I can't hear tonight either.
All right, next on the agenda is tax abatement ordinance, general obligation bond.
Something we do every year. Yeah, huh?
Something we do every year.
Yeah, we have to do it every year. It's, I looked it up so I know what it is. It's on our CD, and it's, we have to basically tell the county clerk to give up any portion of the taxes on the property. It's something that we've improved, which is the cemetery walls, what this bond is. So we just have to do this every year, so the county doesn't tax us like.
I move the approval of ordinance 2023-08 for abating of taxes.
Second, my dear.
Right. Motion in a second. Do a roll call vote.
I'll look first with Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Next on the agenda is renewing the cyber insurance. Cindy?
This is something we should have, or we do have now. We have time to renew it. I sent him, the insurance guy, Schneider, you know, who we deal with. So I said, is this required by law? Do we have to have it if somebody asks me? He said, no, but very few clients don't have it. And it's true. You know, municipalities and school districts are hit the most with this ransomware. It's $1 million coverage in case we have everybody's social security numbers, everything here. So it's annually, it's $2,400 for security.
So. Need more cowbells?
I don't need a cowbell. But I don't know, you got any other questions about it?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. That's everything in the new business. Next is the bills. Has everyone had a chance to look at the bills? Questions? Comments?
Make motion we pay the bills as presented.
Right, we have a motion to approve all properly endorsed bills.
Second.
Now we have a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Is anyone requesting a closed session? No one needs a closed session. We will not be going to closed session. All right, no closed session. Someone wants to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll second that.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all for coming. May God bless you all.